The League of American Bicyclists held its annual summit meeting in Washington, D.C. from March 20th to 22nd. The theme of this year's conference was Save Cycling, prompted by House transportation legislation dubbed by former Congressman and current Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood as the worst transportation bill he'd ever seen. House Republicans wanted to zero out funding for bike trails, all bike and pedestrian enhancements, and safe routes to school, spending all the billions in the bill instead on roads and highways. But as the bill stalled in the House, the Senate passed an alternative measure that is much more friendly to cycling than the House version, though it freezes in place the steady upward trend of funding for bike and pedestrian enhancements like bike lanes and other amenities that were initiated in 1992 with the Intermodal Surface Transportation Efficiency Act. One of the speakers at this year's National Bike Summit was Congressmember Earl Blumenauer, Democrat of Oregon, who is chair of the House Livable Communities Task Force. He's also the founder of the Congressional Bike Caucus, which with more than 200 members is the largest caucus in Congress, with members from both major parties. In this excerpt of a speech delivered at the Bike Summit, Representative Blumenauer discusses his efforts to make cycling a political movement and reviews some of the challenges facing cyclists in the current economic and political climate.
My goal in working with you these last 12 years in particular is to make cycling a political movement. We've given out tens of thousands of the little bike pins. We've organized the bike caucus events. We've worked with people from coast to coast in your communities, being excited about what's happened. We've taken these issues to members of Congress in ways that hopefully they understand. We've worked with you in terms of making these messages louder, more direct, flexing your political muscles. You know, occasionally we've gone after some of the people who, in their wisdom, have decided to attack cycling, and we've got their attention. Well, you, being part of this political cycling movement, made a huge difference last month. We were faced with what the Secretary described as the worst transportation bill in history. It was an outrage. And it wasn't just attacking cycling. And you were part of a coalition that stopped it dead in its tracks. They were actually too bashful to actually have a hearing on it. We went right to work session. In Ways and Means, it was my amendment to try and change the funding raid. And while we weren't successful in committee, you made it possible for me to waive a letter signed by over 600 groups and organizations, from Bikes Belong to the U.S. Chamber, unions, environmentalists, pointing out how far out of touch they were and how wrong the policy. And before it could be taken to the floor, it crumbled. It crumbled. And you were a part of that broad coalition. You were at the table with the road gang. The chain gang was there with the other established interests. Listen to, flexing your muscles, making the point. I'm going to leave you, but you need to help us expand our focus. We're not going to turn back on the federal level, and with your help, we will seek to enhance it when people come to their senses around here. But we need to carry it to every city, every county, every school district. Everybody's got to have their bike and pedestrian plan. You don't have to be an Olympic sprinter to get across the street safely. We don't have to waste 60 billion miles a year taking kids back and forth to school. This is something that we need to unleash when we go home, not just once a year at the Bike Summit on Capitol Hill. We have come a long way in 21 years. Prior to Ice-T, what, $4 million a year? Immediately after that landmark legislation, which would have been undone, we're at $160 million a year for cycling. Then in the last reauthorization, it was for $100 million a year. And with President Obama's Economic Recovery Act, we had 2 years of $1 billion for cycling, for trail, for pedestrian safety. Amazing. And it was transformational. We're not going back.
That was Representative Earl Blumenauer, Democrat of Oregon, speaking at the League of American Cyclists annual conference on March 21st. This segment was recorded and produced by Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus. Find more information on groups promoting bicycling on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.